came down here for a budding young team that you thought was going to take a step forward. It didn't happen this year. What do you think?
Shot ourselves in the foot so many times. You know, yesterday was a game that showed a lot about our season. You know, you had a chance to put a nail in the coffin early in the game and completely shut the team out, and we let them hang around, and we had a chance to close the game out. We didn't do it the way we should have.
When the frustration clears and you have a chance to look back at it, do you see enough that helps validate your decision to come to Jacksonville long term?
You know, the frustration won't clear for a while. You know, I can tend to hold things on for a while, and that's what fuels the offseason. But I think I made the right decision. You know, I don't have time to regret it or look back and try to make a double take and try to regret the decision I made. I'm here. You make the best of it. I'm excited about the opportunity that I still have here. It's a great team. It's not a bad team. We don't suck. It'd be different if we sucked and we just roll the ball out and we just sucked every week. We've been in every single game. We've had a chance to win every single game. It's only been maybe one or two games that I felt we just didn't come to play and just got blown out. But I think we've been in every single game and have a chance to win a number of games. So we just got to find a way to find a little edge and have that mindset to really close games out. You have a chance to roll a team, roll them, and don't give them any hope.
You spent most of the season working on that knee. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if people know how much you worked at it. Mm-hmm. Did you get to 60%, 8%, 90%? Where were you this year?
You know,
where will you be next year?
I can't even speak to that. You know, I don't look for ways out. I don't find ways to seek comfort. You are what you put on film. I didn't put what I want on film. Year, game in and game out, play in and play out. Excited about the offseason, excited about being completely healthy and coming back and giving even more to this organization and giving even more to my team and my teammates and my offensive line. I'm doing a better job of protecting Blake.
Do you guys need to tighten things up in terms of discipline and that kind
you know,
of stuff?
Those questions you need to talk to Dave about. You know, they're going through a head coaching search.
If players know if it's a lax environment and too lax.
You know, like I said, I'm not going to speak to those things right now. I know we got to win, and that's what cures all. Winning cures all. When you win, nobody cares about coach and nobody cares about the players in the locker room. When you win, that's all that matters.
Will you pay attention to the coaching search or will you just wait to hear?
Man, I'm finna spend time with my wife and my daughter. They'll call me I find out social media wise, and somebody will give me a call and tell me what we've done from a coaching standpoint. You know, I'm enjoying my family. I'll spend some much needed time with my family, take care of some business, and start training in about a week or two.
As a follow up to that, how long will you shut it down before you get back to your routine?
2 weeks. Yeah. I mean, treatment doesn't stop. You know, I had treatment last night, 10 o'clock at night, 400 needles in my body, getting ready to start the process all over again. So that's just part of the grind that is the National Football League. So I'll take about 2 weeks off, head out to Arizona and start training again.
And how will this offseason be different for you because you're not coming off an ACL?
It'll be great. It'll be great just to focus on the craft that I want to perfect, working on doing the things that are right functionally to move the way that I want to move and to play that I know I can play the way that I know I can play. So it's going to be exciting just to get back to grinding the way that I know how and just not worried about rehab and worrying about one piece of the body, but worrying about the whole body.